tell you how to get your breakthrough. Say, Kirk Carr, how can I get my breakthrough right now? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. This is how you can get it tonight.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You're lifetime we face situations that occur. And when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying. But when you know that you have Christ down in your heart, He's the lover of your soul, and a death angel can't shake you. Death angel can't even intimidate you. I say that because my great-grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looks. And that must have lit her face up with the biggest, beautiful smile. Then she looked at me and she said, boy, she said, I know that I got old. And my hands
got gray.
She said, I am making a
preparation.
Cause I know that I got to go home and be with the Lord one day. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm going to live to see the next reunion. She said, but just in case I don't, she said, I'm gonna go to that place and I'm gonna stand at those pearly gates. And she said, I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna be waiting. And I ain't going through until I count the last head. And then she looked at us and told us, she said, If I die before y'all,
before you do,
she said, I'll
be waiting at the pearly
gate. And all I'm gonna be waiting for for all of you. Grandmama said, I'm going
there.
Well,
I'm never grown. I'll just rest my soul,
yeah. Oh,
on the other side of the grave.
She's ain't worried about dying, sorry.